Hello, this is Carlos Esquerda. I am a member of the Alcyone Association. The Alcyone Association is a Spanish organization devoted to spreading the key universal message from the book Hercolobus or Red Planet. This is a book about short-term prophecies. Those prophecies have already started to be fulfilled. Well, many prophecies have been written over time of the future that is awaiting humanity. However, we have taken no heed of them so far. And as a result of that, certain future events will take us by surprise. Yes, I am referring to the threats that may come from the cosmos, about which some scientists know more than they say. Well, it is obvious that many scientists and high-ranking members of government remain silent by virtue of a silence agreement. And while our scientists continue investigating but remain silent, the initiates and wise masters of the occult wisdom are fully aware that the approach of a heavenly body to our planet has already occurred in the past. And like any cyclical phenomenon, it will happen again in the near future. That cyclical event has given rise to several written prophecies over time. Well, we know that heavenly body has been given several names by the sage people of antiquity, names such as Nibiru, Hercolobus, or Marduk. In our current world, there have also been conscious beings who know that, and who've written about the return of that heavenly body. One of those people was Master Obulu, who in his book Hercolobus or Red Planet warns humanity about that threat. Master Obulu emphasized that the approach of planet Hercolobus or Nibiru is a real threat that could mean the end of our civilization and our culture. I'll read you some paragraphs from the book Hercolobus or Red Planet. Here it is what Master Obulu wrote. When Hercolobus comes closer to the Earth and aligns with the Sun, deadly epidemics will begin to spread over the entire planet. Neither doctors nor official science will know what sorts of illnesses they are or how to cure them. They will be powerless in the face of the epidemics. The moment of tragedy and darkness will come. Tremors, earthquakes, and tidal waves. Human beings will become mentally unbalanced because they will not be able to eat or sleep. In the face of danger, they will throw themselves over the precipice en masse, completely mad. The author goes on by saying, the false, so-called powers that exist today will be devastated morally and economically, because money will soon disappear. Hunger and poverty will put an end to them. And also at the end of the book, he states finally, what I'm affirming in this book is a prophecy that will be fulfilled very shortly, because I'm certain about the end of the planet. I know it. I'm not frightening, but warning, because I am distressed about this poor humanity. These events will not be long in coming, and there is no time to waste with illusory things. Okay, those were some excerpts from the book Hercolobus or Red Planet. Well, when was the book written? It was written in 1998. And we can see that now some of the statements that are done in the book are being verified. Well, the increase in earthquakes, in tidal waves, and volcanic eruptions. In addition, now many scientists say that global warming is caused by undersea volcanoes hitting the ocean waters, just the same as Master Obulu wrote in his book 12 years ago. When dealing with those end times subjects, we must not forget the issue of extraterrestrials. We already know that this subject is really out of our current environment, and so it's really difficult to accept that other humanities can exist out there. And even more, it's really difficult to accept that those humanities and cultures out there are much superior to ours. But so they are. In his book, Her Colobus or Red Planet, and through a beautiful and detailed account, Master Blue shows us how is life in Venus, a world where neither our boundaries, nor our wars, nor our miseries exist. Similarly, he describes how is life in Mars. Extraterrestrials have no psychological defects, and therefore negative events are unknown to them. This is the main difference from them to us. This existence of superior civilizations calls us for reflection. Well, a reflection about what we could have become, but never became. This is also an invitation to abandon that mechanical life in which we are now immersed, and then turn our look to God, to divinity. Let's go on with the book. The same author says, I've had contact with extraterrestrials many times, and I can bear witness to these marvelous inhabitants. I cannot find words to describe their wisdom, their culture, and the angelic life that they live. The truth is that extraterrestrials know us inside out, and they will intervene in order to save those human beings who will be working for their own spiritual progress. This is the main point of the book. Also, regarding this coming cataclysm, many times we're asked, well, is there any future for us? Is there any hope of surviving? And we always reply the same, yes, there is future for us, and yes, there is hope. Well, truly, if we were able to transform ourselves spiritually, then all catastrophes would happen well away from us. Because when hearts and consciousness lift up, they take their own universe with them. What does it mean? Well, we have progressed technically and economically, but we are still at the beginning of the third millennium, and everything indicates that from the psychological point of view, human beings have not improved at all. We go on with wars, exploitation, famine, and many other miserable happenings. And we continue to disregard this wonderful school that is life. And we waste our time living away from the truth. Perhaps the most serious accusations against us could be we are no longer ingenious. We've lost simplicity. And with that, we've lost the secret of happiness. In such conditions, we must ask ourselves, is there any future for us? Only the search for spiritual values can help us. As the author says in this book, the only way to be saved from the coming catastrophes is to undergo a radical change. And this change can only be achieved by eliminating our psychological defects. That's all. Well, these defects, what are they? Well, they are like different people inside us. They are personified by our angers, hates, ambitions, selfishness, prides, envies, lust, etc. These are the origin of all conflicts and pain existing in our current world. In the book Her Colobus or Red Planet, Master Blue explains the technique to eliminate our psychological defects. When we get rid of our multiple defects or egos, we start to awaken our consciousness and to be really free. Well, a true transformation would save us forever. A true transformation would lead us to a higher level of consciousness and happiness. And there's also another work that we can do upon ourselves. We truly need to reach knowledge, and that knowledge is found in superior dimensions such as the astral dimension. There is the true knowledge. In the book Her Colobus or Red Planet, the author teaches us in an easy way how to achieve conscious astral projection, also called astral travel. During sleep hours, all human beings go to that unknown dimension, which is called Astral World by the Adepts of Occult Wisdom. Learning how to consciously astral project will enable us to investigate and to receive guidance about the coming events. Therefore, we will be able to act with consciousness in order to efficiently help humanity in these difficult times. Well, I invite you to work hard for your own spiritual progress. If you take that work, you'll soon see the results. It is true that when anyone decides to change, there's always a smiling star in that universe that we'll carry within. We'll receive help, truly. Well, finally, I would like to inform you that in this task of warning about the coming future, our association, the Alcyone Association, is sending free printed copies of the book Herculobus or Red Planet to any place worldwide. If you wish to obtain your free copy, you can request it at our site www.herculobus.tv. The word Herculobus is spelled as follows: HERCOLUBUS. I'll repeat that: HERCOLUBUS. So the full address is www.HERCOLUBUS.TV. Herculobus.TV. The book will be sent absolutely for free. Absolutely. No freight charges, no packing charges. We would like to help everybody who would like to start that spiritual work. The events described in the book will happen. You can be sure of that. And we wish you all success in your spiritual work, and we wish you awakening of the consciousness in order to overcome the forthcoming events. Thank you very much, and goodbye to all of you. Bye.